Hi, Asa and Jacques.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, fine. Quite happy to connect again with you.
Very good. Same here.
Yeah.
And I see that Vaiman has joined us as well.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear us, Vaiman?
Yes, I can. Hi. Hi, Femtha. How are you?
Yes, pretty good. So just to give you a heads up, since it's evening time here, I'm in Europe right now.
You're in Europe?
Yes, I'm spending some time with my family in Holland.
Yes, great.
So, and my son is a bit more needy in the evenings. We might get interrupted.
Yes.
No worries. I know what it's like.
Yeah. So I had discussed with Jacques, because Jacques needs to get meet
benchmarks
for listening to be certified. So I had discussed with him that he will do the coaching session today.
Yes.
But of course we're gonna start with questions first. So what questions do you have that you would like to discuss first?
I wanted to ask a question about the listening, on the level of 3.5, the synthesizing.
Okay.
What exactly does that mean?
Let me just what can you quickly tell me what benchmarking form you are on?
It's form 32.
Yeah, he has changed that in form 33. Oh. It's not there. I believe it says mirroring. Let me
check. Right, okay.
I want to make sure that I am not giving you any bad feedback or wrong feedback. So let me see if I need to find the form real quick. Okay. I always have it on hand. I have too many things open on my computer right now. Okay, here we go. Okay, I can't seem to find it real quick, but initially it said synthesizing, and what Michael meant with that was that you basically wrap like everything that has been talked about to bring that together in like one kind of like large summary statement. But he changed that, and so now in form 33, it doesn't say synthesizing anymore. It has mirroring.
Okay.
So let me see if I can. Well, not for some reason I can't. Okay. I can't find form 33. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that in form 33 it's not there.
Okay. Okay.
So, but essentially, like, because he, I'll tell you a little bit about the background of how that came about, that the synthesizing.
Okay.
At first, Michael had mentioned that it had to do with if you bring everything together in a coaching conversation and feed that back to your client. So present state, desired state, and kind of building the story.
Okay, yeah.
And he called that synthesizing. And then it turned into synergizing, which became a different skill altogether. Okay. And so synergizing, which I believe is in form 33, has to do with if your client is dichotomizing. So one of the things that we know in self-actualizing human beings, they synergize rather than dichotomize. And so if you notice a dichotomy in your client and you bring them to the awareness that they can actually have both, that it's both and rather than so like work becoming play.
Instead
of being opposites. That synergizing, that is right now at level 3.5. So the whole synthesizing has been lost.
Okay, so something like being, I don't know, a curious anger, is that the kind of...
That could be. If your client puts anger and curiosity at opposite ends and you notice that, and then you ask, so I wonder if you had both, what would that be? Then that would be synergizing.
Right, okay. Okay. So turning something negative into a positive as well?
Not necessarily. It's not necessarily like a... Because both can be positive. Your client can say like, well, I want this, but I also want this. And then your client has put it on, like, they're mutually exclusive.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that's when you can then bring them into a synergy.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, is Jack, I see that you put your hand up.
Yeah, Femke, in the same skill, what is listening?
Yeah.
At the level of three?
Yeah.
What is meant by strategy process?
Okay, well, actually, it's a good thing that you asked because I wanted to talk to you about that. So a strategy process is I have my present state and I have my desired state. It can also be for like any nominalization. So confidence, what is the strategy process that you have for confidence? So if there's like a specific trigger, let me see if I can share my screen and then I can draw it for you. It's not going to be a very pretty drawing, but I can explain it better. Okay. Okay, so... So let's say that this is my state. and my state is created by a trigger. So this is the trigger.
Okay.
So that trigger, then I represent that in my mind with the VAK, or not the VAK. I just make a representation of that in my mind, and that already is filtered out. And then I start to give that meanings through thoughts and feelings. So this essentially like then becomes like a layered. So I stack beliefs on top of belief. So there might be like four or five of those layers of beliefs that ultimately result in a specific state. And that drive specific behavior. So all of this information, and also the state, has like a specific VAK.
Yes.
All of this makes up, for example, my present state or my desired state. But it can also be like, if my client is talking about confidence, tell me about confidence in this situation. Okay. So state is confidence, but it's held in place by beliefs, maybe a reference experience. A VAK is part of that, and it drives specific behavior. All of that is part of the strategy process. So what happens first, then what happens next, etc.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Yeah,
and so since you are going to be doing the coaching, when we look at the strategy process, we want to get all of the information and then feed it back to our client.
Yes,
that's when it counts, because you can have all of the details, but if you don't put them together into the strategy process, so there's this trigger, which then you've given it this and this and this meanings, which puts you into this state, and you have these images, etc. If you don't bring all of that together, then you don't have the strategy process, even though you might have all of the elements. And
yes,
strategy process counts as two clarity checks. So if you have the strategy process for present state and as well as desired state, then that counts as four clarity checks.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So any other questions?
Can I just check, when you said clarity checks, is this clarity under questioning?
Questioning, the clarity under questioning and listening are the same.
Okay,
yeah. So there's no difference between clarity checks under listening or if like clarity check for words or clarity under questioning. If you have four under questioning, then you also have four under listening.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So any other questions before we get into the coaching conversation? Victoria?
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. And you? Good, yep, to be back home, good. Or are you not home yet?
No, I'm still in the Netherlands, spending time with my family.
That's good. So the Form 33, where can we find that?
I need to get a hold of that. Because I believe that I only have Form 32. So once I get a hold of it, I'll put it up on the under resources.
Okay, super.
So, but I don't believe I have that one yet.
That's fine.
Yeah. Super. Okay, any other questions? So if there's no other questions, then we can start with the coaching. Is like, who would like to be coached today?
I can be coached.
Okay, that sounds good. So Jacques is coaching Weimann.
No, thank you, Weimann.
Okay, no, you're welcome.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the timer for 25 minutes. Jacques, one of the things that I'm going to do, like, at the very beginning, if there's an opportunity for you to ask clarity checks, because that's like when it comes to listening, that's the main thing that we're listening for. If I don't hear you ask any clarity checks, I'm going to interrupt you so that you can start focusing on that.
Yes.
And give you like your best chance of reaching level 2.5.
Thank you.
If there at any time you have like a moment where you want to ask me a question or you're not sure where to go, please know that I'm here. I'm going to be muting myself in the meantime. But you can always say, hey, I need a timeout.
Yes.
And if there's any other reason that I feel that it would be beneficial for you to interrupt, then I will do that.
Yes, thank you. Just to check whether my volume is correct or is it too loud or too low?
It's fine for me.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
I'm going to mute myself now, Jacques, and then 25 minutes are yours.
Okay. Okay, may I start, Femke?
Yes, you can start.
Okay. Good evening, Weimann.
Good evening, Jacques.
You are most welcome on this coaching session with me.
Thank you.
So, I just introduced myself for you and for the others. I am Jacques Roquin. I am from Mauritius. And I am pleased to have you on this coaching session.
Thank you.
So the coaching session, as Femke mentioned, will be of 25 minutes. Is that okay for you?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you. Yes.
So during that coaching session, we will be talking about something which is important for you, meaningful for you.
Yes.
And I will be putting and exploring it, putting questions to you and exploring what is important for you as a desired outcome.
Okay, yes.
So just to let you know that my style, my main preferred style of coaching is listening. I really like to listen to my coachee, to be present for my coachee, because I know that what she is about to tell me is very important for her, so it is important for me also.
Okay, thank you, yes.
But I will also be putting challenging questions to you, because coaching, if I am to facilitate your way towards your desired outcome, those challenging questions might move you a little bit out of your comfort zone. But the purpose and the main one is to enable you, to facilitate you to reach your desired outcome.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Yes.
So at a point in time, we may be interrupted. Should I need to consult our meta coach today, that is Femke, or if Femke herself needs to coach me, to guide me during the coaching, she might interrupt us. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, yes, that's fine.
And also, Femke, as you would have noticed on the previous sessions, I can't see you, but definitely I do hear you very well. So this will be I might say, some shortcoming of this present coaching session.
Okay, yeah.
That's okay, okay.
Yes.
So, Wyman, what would you want to discuss in this coaching session? What would be very important for you and would eventually, the desired outcome would eventually take you to your next level of development?
Yes, I would like to get some clarity as to how to get the best out of my daughter. She's 12 and she's very good at swimming. Okay, sorry, my little boy's just come in. Okay, that's enough. And she's very good at swimming, but she finds the training for swimming boring, and she wants to stop swimming.
Okay. So you would like during this coaching session to have clarity on just repeat what you mentioned because I couldn't hear you quite well. On clarity on your what would be best for your daughter, is it?
Yes. How to get the best out of my daughter.
Oh, how to get the best out of your daughter.
Yes.
Okay. So, Wyman, when you're speaking about clarity, what do you mean by clarity?
To be clear in my mind, what is the right way for her? What is the right thing? What is the right thing to do for her?
What is the right thing to do for her?
Yes.
And when you mention getting the best out of her, what does you mean? What is the meaning that you are giving to this?
Chuck, I'm going to interrupt you here.
Yes.
Yes. So, what does clarity mean for Wyman?
Sorry, I'm a bit lost.
Okay. What did she answer to your clarity question when you asked, what does clarity mean for you?
To know really what is best for her.
Okay. So she said, to be clear in my mind.
Yes.
On what is best for her.
Yes.
Do you now then understand what clarity means? Do you know what clear in mind means?
No, not yet.
Okay. That's what I want you to stick with is what is she going to see, hear, feel when she's clear in her mind and how is she not clear right now?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So, Wyman, you mentioned that you want to be clear in your mind. I will ask you, what would you eventually hear, see, feel when you will be clear in your mind?
I would see that my daughter is getting the best for her, but also enjoying what she's doing.
Enjoying what she's doing.
Yes. But also in using her talents to her best ability. I mean, she's very talented, but often she doesn't use her talents to the best of her ability. So I want to be clear as to getting the best out of my daughter, but at the same time, her to be happy doing it.
So you want to be clear how to get the best out of your daughter, is it?
Yes. So that I am encouraging her enough, but not putting pressure on her.
Okay. So you're not putting right now pressure on her.
This is what I think I want to get clear in my mind, that I'm giving her enough encouragement, but not putting too much pressure on her so that she doesn't enjoy what she does. For example, yeah. Enjoy her swimming.
Yeah, but right now, Wyman, what is your state? You mentioned that you want to be clear in your mind. But
yes.
What is your present state right now with regard to your mind?
I'm unclear. I don't know what is the best thing to do. I mean, I know what I would like for my daughter, but I'm just unclear in my mind if it's the best for my daughter.
Okay, so you're unclear in your mind what is best for your daughter.
Yes.
But why is this important for you, Wyman?
Because I would like my daughter to be her best self, but also to motivate her enough so that she's enjoying what she's doing, but not putting on too much pressure so that she doesn't enjoy what she's doing.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Wyman. There was a bit of noise in my environment. Could you just repeat what you mentioned?
Yeah. So what I want to get clear in my mind is getting the best out of my daughter. So because sometimes she's not motivated in what she does. So I try to encourage her to stick with what she's doing, but then she says, oh, she's bored with it, she doesn't like it. And it's getting that balance between giving her enough encouragement but not putting pressure on her.
Wyman, you are talking about that you feel that your daughter is not motivated and that she gets bored at times.
Yes.
Is it, I am not clear what eventually really you want out of this coaching session. Is it about being clear in your mind, or is it how to motivate your daughter towards doing what she is doing right now?
I want to be clear in my mind what is the best thing to do. Whether am I putting too much pressure on her, or do I need to? I mean, she keeps saying that she's bored of swimming, but I know that she's very talented at swimming, and if she applies herself and uses her talent, then she could do very well. But she keeps saying that she's bored and she doesn't like the training because all she does is swim up and down the pool. But
yeah. Okay.
I know that if she doesn't do that, then she won't fulfill her potential.
Okay. She might lose a potential.
She's not using her potential to the fullest.
Okay. And what is your belief about her using a potential?
I mean, her coach says that she has a very natural ability in regards to swimming. And I really want her to be able to use that so that she can achieve her best self.
Yeah.
So I believe that if she doesn't use it, then she's wasting her talent.
Okay. So from what you are telling me, Femke, perhaps you could help me right here.
Yes, absolutely. I was just about to interrupt.
Yes.
where is the trigger, Jacques? That starts the being on screen.
Sorry, I didn't hear you correctly.
Okay, so what is the trigger for Wyman in the structure of being unclear?
The trigger is that she is not seeing, a daughter making use of her talents. And she's saying that she's getting bored.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Which is contrasting with what the coach, the swimming coach, is saying.
So, and then she asks, there's that trigger. So your daughter is saying that she is bored. Then where, like, I want to know, where does her mind go that creates this unclarity? I also want to know, what specifically does she mean with encouraging her, and what specifically does she mean with not putting pressure on her or putting pressure on her?
Okay.
And how are the two related?
Okay.
So what we know right now is we have a trigger. Your daughter says that she's bored. So where does your mind go? What is it that you are doing right now? And what do you believe about your daughter saying that she's bored?
Okay.
That creates this unclarity or not knowing what is best.
Okay.
Does that help? Okay,
I'll give it a try.
Okay, so I stopped the time. I'll start it again, and you have 13 minutes left.
Okay. So Wyman?
Yes.
Okay, you are back, okay?
Yes.
Wyman, when your daughter says that she is bored, where does your mind go from there?
Oh, I think, oh gosh, I don't want her to be bored. I want her to enjoy what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want her to have enjoyment of whatever she's doing.
And when you're speaking about her enjoying what she is doing, what is your belief about that?
That she's happy in what she's doing. She has fulfillment in what she's doing.
She has fulfillment in what she's doing.
Yes.
Okay. Wyman, when you are speaking about fulfillment in what she's doing, is it only in the present context of swimming, or is it also in other contexts?
In other contexts as well. Swimming is just one example.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for violin, music.
And with regard to violin and music, do you see this as you are seeing her with regard to swimming? Are you seeing it in the same way?
She stopped playing piano. She stopped playing violin because she says it's bored. It's boring. But I know that if she continues, she'll do very well in those.
Yeah. She would do very well for whom?
For herself, in terms of what talent she has.
Yeah. But you did mention that she was getting bored with it. So I put the question again to you. It would be important for whom?
Important for... this is where I have the where I'm not clear. Because I want her to enjoy her natural talents. I don't want her to be bored. And it's here where I'm unclear how much encouragement I should give her and for it not to be pressure that she doesn't enjoy and she gets bored. So this is where I'm unclear.
Yeah. So you said you are unclear what you should do eventually when she says that she's getting bored. Okay?
Yes.
And what is your belief about her saying that she's getting bored?
That she isn't happy with what she's doing, and I don't want that. I want her to enjoy and be happy with what she's doing.
So I put my question again to you. So it is important for about not getting bored and performing according to her talents. It is important for
For her, because she's saying she's bored, then that's where I'm questioning myself. Should I be putting pressure on her to continue?
Okay. Wyman, if that same situation was being told to you, let's say that now I am the coachee and I come to you and I say that, I have my daughter who has a lot of talents, but it seems to me that she's not using it, telling me each and every time that she's getting bored. What eventually would you be telling me or giving me as advice?
I don't know because I'm unclear myself. It's getting this balance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you say you don't know, please go back into your mind. What is running on? What could be hiding behind this? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just going to interrupt here for a moment, Chuck.
Yes.
So it makes sense that Wyman is not getting does not have this answer because she is unclear.
Yes.
One of the things that she has mentioned on at least three occasions is that she is what she is unclear about. She is unclear about the balance, and correct me if I'm wrong, Wyman, between like of how much to encourage her, but not to encourage so much as to start putting pressure on her. And what I'm hearing, Wyman, is that you don't know where that boundary is, or where encouragement starts to be putting pressure.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, it's getting the fine balance. Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So then what, now that you know that that's what she's unclear about, what information do you need to have? Where would you go next?
I was thinking that I would ask her that when she will be finding eventually the balance, what would she feel, see, and eventually perhaps hear.
Okay, my guess is that that's probably even that is a difficult question to answer because you haven't asked yet what she means with encouraging, What does she do, for example, when she is encouraging? And what is putting pressure on? Like, makes it difficult for your client to be a little bit more clear on that.
Yes.
So, but if she gets clear on that, then the question is that what she wants to get out of the session? Getting clear on where, on how much encouragement to give before it starts to be putting pressure on? And what beliefs would she need? Does that make sense?
Yes, it did. It does.
Okay. So I'll mute myself again.
So Wyman.
Yes.
So you have been talking about being unclear about encouraging her on one side and the fear that you are putting too much pressure on the other side.
Yes.
Encouraging her, what does that mean for you?
Encouraging her is perhaps, for example, if she says, I say, okay, you go swimming today, and she says, oh, I don't really want to, then I could say, oh, well, it'll be really good. You meet your friends and you'll get more stamina and you can improve on your time. That would be more encouraging.
Yes.
So I'm just giving a positive side to her training.
Yes.
Whereas putting pressure on her would be if she says, oh, I don't want to go, and then say she said that 3 days in a row, and then I still say, okay, no, but you need to go. So that would be, in my mind, pressure on her because she's been saying that 3 days in a row, and so if I say no, there's no choice, you need to go, that would be putting pressure on her because she still wouldn't want to be going swimming.
Yeah. And now, Wyman, if you all both one, let's say that the encouraging in your right hand, if you can feel it.
Yes.
And the putting pressure in the left hand, if you were to weigh both, where do you find that presently a stronger tendency in what you are doing?
Yeah, I feel that I'm putting more pressure on her at the moment.
So you feel that right now you're putting more pressure on her?
Yes.
Okay. In this case, should we be talking about how to encourage her rather than putting pressure? Would that be meaningful with regard to your outcome?
The thing is, encouragement doesn't always work with my daughter. That is why I in certain circumstances I put pressure on her.
Yes.
So this is where and recently I feel that I'm putting more pressure on her than encouraging her.
Yes. So you feel that you are putting more pressure right now on her than encouraging her.
Yes. And which is a situation that I don't feel too comfortable with, because she keeps saying that she's bored with swimming, and so yeah.
So you're not really comfortable with this situation?
Yes, because I feel that I'm putting more pressure on her rather than encouraging her.
Wyman, but in this situation, what is your intention?
For her to be her best self.
For her to be her best self.
Yes.
Okay. And taking into consideration now that you mentioned that you feel that you are putting more pressure now than encouraging, but still there is a need for this because she could eventually make the best use of her natural talents. How could you go about it to enable her to move in the direction that would eventually make you this to be clear in your mind?
I mean, at the moment, she wouldn't be in her best self if she wasn't happy with what she was doing. So that,
yes,
that I don't want.
Yes. You don't want her? Okay, continue.
Yeah, so I don't, I mean, she wouldn't be her best self if she wasn't happy in what she was doing.
Okay. MK, I'm stuck.
Okay, in what way are you stuck?
Let's say to see, to facilitate Wyman about being clear in her mind what eventually should she do with regard to getting the best out of her daughter.
So, what is it? Because what is it specifically that she's unclear about?
She's unclear about whether she is putting too much pressure, or whether the daughter needs more encouragement.
Okay, so there's the balance that she's unclear about. Where is the balance?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Do you know what she believes about encouraging, what she believes about putting pressure on her daughter, but also what does she believe about her daughter not being at her best self?
Let's say that the first two, I did ask her about that, but the last one, can you mention it again, please?
What does she believe about her daughter not being her best self? Like what?
Yes, this one I didn't.
You asked clarity questions about encouraging and putting the pressure on, and I've got a little bit of information there, but I have not heard you repeat it back, and also I have not heard you ask any meta questions about that.
Okay.
So what is it that creates the unclarity when she thinks about encouraging and putting pressure on? And what does she believe about that?
Okay.
Does that help?
Not very much.
Okay. So are you unclear, just like her?
Yeah, I feel that I'm unclear.
Okay. What are you unclear about?
I am particularly unclear about what would be the next question that I could ask that could move her forward towards a desired outcome.
Okay. Are you clear about what she is unclear about specifically, what her unclarity is, and how she specifically creates unclarity for herself?
No, I'm not clear on what creates unclarity in herself.
Yeah, me either. So use your lack of being clear to ask more questions. So if you are not clear about how she is unclear, continue to ask questions about that.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah.
Okay, Wyman.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Wyman, I'm still not clear. What is creating the unclarity in your mind about your daughter's performance? Can you please clarify this?
Yeah. I mean, there's one side of me who wants my daughter to be happy, and then there's another side to me that is saying if she just got on with it and did her training, and she would be an excellent swimmer, she would be able to compete internationally and be a really, really good swimmer. But that side of me, that would mean that I would have to put a lot of pressure on her and she wouldn't enjoy it. Then the other side of me is saying that, well, she could be happy not swimming. So there's these two sides, and it's like a conflict in some ways.
Okay. And Wyman, what is your belief about your daughter's for the time being, not performing according to your expectations?
Well, she's naturally talented and she's not using it, and it's to me a waste. There are many swimmers in her team that train a lot more than her, and but are not as good swimmers as they are. They're always saying that, oh, they would love to be as talented as my daughter, but and she has that talent and she's not using it.
Okay, Wyman, but what is that belief in you that is creating this situation of unclarity? Or I might even say of being undecided.
It's because there's one side of me who is wanting her to train and to just get on with it and not complain. But the other side of me is saying, well, she's not happy in doing the training, so she could just do without the swimming. She would be happy with that.
2 minutes left.
And what would that mean to you? That she goes either way. That is, either she does swimming, or on the other side, that she doesn't do things according to your expectations. What would that mean to you?
If she doesn't, for example, continue the swimming, I just think it's a waste of her talent. She's just not being her best self.
So you would believe that she's not a best self if she doesn't do it?
Yes.
Okay. So let's summarize, Wyman, because I don't think that we will be able to to finish the coaching in this particular session. If you would agree.
Yes.
So your desired outcome was to be to see more clearly what you should do in the wake of your daughter having a much talent in quite a number of things, but the thing that was discussed was swimming, and with being unclear also on the side whether you were putting too much pressure.
Yes.
During this coaching session, I think that we have stayed much on the what and on the why. You did share also how did you feel about that, but I guess that this would need possibly another coaching session where we would eventually go more deeply in what you have been mentioning to eventually facilitate your way out about the situation of unclarity in yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Wyman.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jacques.
Thank you, Wyman, and thank you also, Jacques. Ooh. Wyman, I'm just going to mute you.
Okay.
Go through the feedback. And then I'll go through the feedback, and then Dennis and Hassa and Victoria, if you have anything to add afterwards, then we can go through like a discussion as well. I just want to start before I go to the feedback form. Let's see if I can, because I seem to have lost my.
Le neuf aujourd'hui. Le neuf.
I wanted to show you something, but my white screen has. You have left me. Do you see the white screen at all?
Yes. Yes, okay.
Okay, I don't see it. So let me see if I can quickly find it, and otherwise I just have to try and do a different way. Ah, there we go. Okay. So, Jacques, this is what I have right now in terms of the information that I was able to write down on what Wyman has shared. So I'll start with the state, with the present state, which is that she is unclear about balance between encouragement and putting on pressure. So that's the what no, I lost it. Okay. Can you see the screen share?
Yes, okay. There's a circle on it.
Okay. Okay. For some reason,
I'm not getting a... It's frozen. Ah, okay, technology is not working with me. So what she is, the state is that she is unclear about the balance between encouragement and putting on the pressure. And the information that she gave us is that on the once that there's a conflict that creates the unclarity, and that conflict is that on the one hand, she wants her daughter to be happy. So when she says she is bored, you know, after about three times, she feels like she wants her daughter to be happy. But on the other hand, she also just wants to go, well, get on with it, because if you get on with it, you will be able to be your best self and make the most use of your talents. So, like some of her beliefs, so that's like at a higher level that creates the unclarity. So there's the trigger of I'm bored, her daughter saying I'm bored while she has all these talents. And she knows, which is then a belief, that if she continues, she's going to be really good. She's got the talent. She's, and because she's talented, it would be a waste to Wyman. And then on top of that, she asked herself the question, should I be putting pressure on her?
Okay.
So that's some of the structure of how she creates the unclarity. I still have some more questions about what she believes about her daughter being happy, because it seems like the conflict is like either her daughter is happy or she puts the pressure on. So what does she believe about that? And then what is it that she wants instead with regards to that? But there's still like a lot of like things that gaps that I don't see. But what does she mean with her daughter being happy? What does she see then? What does she believe about putting the pressure on? What does she believe about encouragement? And then she also said one of the things that it was that encouragement doesn't always work. So if encouragement doesn't always work, what does she believe about that? That means that she does more of the putting the pressure on, because that's where when you asked her like to weigh it, that's what she's doing more of, because encouragement doesn't work.
Okay.
So you have a lot of information, but it's not yet very grounded.
Okay.
So when we go through the skills, I'm going to be relaying that to this picture and where and what effect it's going to have on getting more information and getting an outcome.
Okay.
So if we start with the skill of supporting, at a level 3.5, I counted one confrontation when you asked her it's important for whom.
Okay.
And that's where actually like initially the conflict arose for her. Well, that's where I am unclear, because I don't know how much I should be encouraging her and without putting the pressure on her.
Okay.
So you got more information out of that confrontation. And at a level 3, I counted 5 frames that you set.
Yes.
And I also counted 2 acknowledgments. Now, for the skill of supporting, acknowledgments is the one that I want, the skill that I want to talk about with you. So
yes.
What I noticed that you do is that your client says something and then you repeat it back. The sentence. What I would like you to do is to repeat back. So Wyman, so far what you've said is that you are unclear about the balance between encouragement and putting on pressure.
you're encouraging by saying, oh, you should go because you're going to be connecting with your friends, da da da. That's the way that you are encouraging.
Yes.
But you know that that doesn't always work, and right now you are putting more of the pressure on, which doesn't feel right for you, because you want your daughter to be happy. And so you have a conflict between how much are you going to be in a state of get on with it, and how much are you going to let her to be happy? And so having that, that's how you start building the story of how she is creating on clarity for herself. And by feeding that back, you get an idea of, okay, this is how things are related, and what is it that I, what information do I need then? So what does she believe about, like, let's say that she chooses to be happy. Like, how will that affect her best self? What does she, what does Wyman believe about that? So there's several meta questions that you can then ask to continue filling in that story.
Okay.
And so by just feeding back just your client's last words or last sentence, it doesn't build the story, and that's how you can create overwhelm for yourself, because you don't, there's too many details to focus on. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so
I felt that.
So for supporting, that would be, like, I think the main thing to focus on for your next session is acknowledgements to the next level. Also, in terms of the basics, I would say that tone of voice and speed of voice, etc., was matching, but your energy, I felt, was lower than Wyman's.
Okay.
So that's something to pay attention to as well.
Okay.
Now, taking a look at the skill of listening, I count, you asked about clarity, you asked about encouraging and putting the pressure on. I am still not sure how she does the lack of, like, not being clear in her mind. I know a little bit about how she does encouraging, so that's a clarity check that I counted. I don't know how she puts the pressure on.
Okay.
So the way, like, the way that you can also ask that is, give me an example of how you've been putting the pressure on. Tell me how that works. What do you do? What do you say? In what tone of voice? From what state are you in when you are putting the pressure on? So that you get, like, a real clear idea of how she does, how she is putting the pressure on.
Okay.
A couple of other clarity checks that you could have done is, like, what does she mean with best self? What does she mean with balance? Best thing for her daughter? Let me see. Yeah, she wants best thing. I mean, best to get the best out of her daughter. What specifically does she mean with that? And something not heard that I made you aware of was that you did not pick up. She had mentioned it three times that that what she is specifically unclear about is that balance between encouraging and then putting the pressure on, and then it went to the conflict. So there's a conflict, and then you And then you asked again, what are you unclear about? Or how are you creating the unclarity? And then she, so you did not pick up at that time. Yes. And that's something to focus on, that the conflict is creating the unclarity. And so if I try that on, so on the one hand, I want her to be happy. And then, so she's saying like, I'm bored and I want her to be happy. So I don't want to put the pressure on, but on the other hand, I also want her to be her best self. And so okay. It sounds like she has put either in the short term, my daughter's going to be happy, but not be her best self, or she's going to be unhappy and be her best self. That's what it feels like. So then I can understand more about her being unclear.
Okay.
So it, and by doing your acknowledgments, you're going to make more of those connections. Because right now it sounded like you didn't hear that conflict was related to unclarity. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Because I felt that during the conversation, if you allow me to tell something.
Yeah.
What I felt is that it, I was not perhaps very attentive by the fact, but I was rather thinking on the questions, on what questions to ask, because yes, I felt that I was in the mix and I was not finding the way out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it sounded like you were matching her state really well.
Oh, thank you. That's great. That's great.
And you know what? That does actually happen. I have like, I had a client.
Oh, that's great. That's the joke of the day. It's exactly that.
Yes. So I'll tell you, like I'll share with you, I once had a client and I did a dragon slaying pattern, like in front of a group, and he was in a I don't know state. He just froze, and I was matching him so much that I froze as well, and all we could do was just stare at each other. It was like the most uncomfortable time.
Oh, that's great. I remember that coaching session for sure. At least I did something good matching the state. That's great.
Yeah. And so now it is just a question of stepping out of that.
Yeah.
And helping yourself get clear. Rather than staying in that state. And I think that's going to really help. So I always say being confused or being unclear is an ally, because it means that you need to ask more questions.
Okay. So you need to ask more questions when you are unclear.
Yeah. And so I don't know how you responded to your own unclarity. But if you don't have permission to be unclear, the unclarity is going to get worse.
Yeah.
Is that what you experienced?
Let's say that if I was to put it on a scale of 0 to 10 about giving myself permission, yes, I could feel that there was a certain resistance, but I must know. But also I tried to relax.
Okay. So, but there was not like full permission, which then gets in the way.
Yeah.
Because if you say, I must know, that sounds like that your own judgments were getting in the way of being able to ask questions.
Yes.
Yeah. So that might also be something to work on, is like to be have permission to be unclear.
Okay. Okay.
Because I can give you like detailed feedback on, you know, you need to ask clarity checks and but if next time the same thing happens, you know that you need to ask clarity checks. But if you still don't have the permission and you still in your mind say, I have to be clear, I have to be clear, I must, you know this, then you're not going to be able to do the performance.
Samki, may I ask you, if ever in a coaching conversation at a point in time you feel stuck, as it was my case today, what do you do then? What could help you?
Well, first I check with myself, what state am I in right now, and am I fighting my own state? So, because I've had that with unclarity, but I've also had it with irritation, because my client was irritated and I was, as a result, also irritated, but I did not have permission for that, so I could not ask him questions about it and dive deeper in it and go meta to it.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. What state am I in right now? And maybe you need to do like, you know, like to step outside of that real quick. Sometimes also if you are stuck, like I say like, okay, I am still really confused.
Okay.
So explain, please, like explain it to me again, because I want to be able to help you at the best of my abilities. And for that, I need to understand what's going on for you.
Okay.
In terms of like when, so those are some of the inner game things that you can work on. In terms of the skill of listening, it really is grounding, asking for examples. Give me an example of when this happens, of when you experience unclarity.
Okay, must be grounded.
Yes, so that, okay, so your daughter says, I'm bored. Okay, so, and then on the one hand, you want her to just get on with it, but on the other hand, you want her to be happy. Then what happens? And what do you believe about that? And then what do you believe about that? So that you also get to a point where it starts to get more clear on what exactly is going on here. So if I try this on, and I'd be curious right now what, for example, is making her choose to do to put the pressure on, what does she believe about that? So like really figuring out how does it work. But I can only do that one if it's grounded. So her daughter, with swimming, says that she is bored.
Okay.
Okay. So then, you know, and then what happens, and what happens next, and what beliefs do you have about that? So that then you can do an analysis of that structure, and she can choose, okay, this is what I need to work on. Because the unclarity now became a conflict. So then you can bring that back to, is the conflict what we need to be talking about? Yes. Okay, so then with regards to the conflict, what do you want to get out of this conversation? Well, I want to have the conflict solved. Okay, so let's talk about the conflict. In what ways is it a conflict?
Okay.
So two things in terms of listening, grounding it, and then listening for what level, is this going to a higher level? So if it started first with unclarity,
Then we knew more about the unclarity, that it was a balance between encouraging her and not putting pressure on her. And then we found out, so that then becomes like what you need to be asking about. And then we figured out, okay, this is about a conflict. So do we need to talk about the conflict then? Because that's at a higher level. And listening for that higher level gets you closer and closer to the leverage point.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Hello?
Yep, I'm here. One thing I'm also curious about in this particular topic is how she feels about how she relates to because there's a balance between being like controlling someone and what someone does and influencing. And it seemed to me, and that's something that you could test out, because she said at some point, encouragement doesn't work. And so her daughter is this individual who's making her own choices. And there's a limited amount of, control or response ability that Wyman has over her daughter. And it sounds like that wasn't discussed, but it sounds like that there's some energy there as well. But what if your daughter doesn't do what you want for her? What does she believe about that? That would be interesting dynamic. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of the time that comes up too, once you start grounding the conversation and ask meta questions, those dynamics will come to light more. So then in terms of questioning, for level 2.5, we want the required well-formed outcome questions. 5 exploration questions, 3 testing, 3 checking, and 4 clarity checks. So I've got 1 clarity check. I have 1 testing question. When you asked, should we talk about how to encourage her? I've got the what and the why question for the required questions. And then I've got 5 exploration questions. So, in bringing it all together, I think what would have helped is once you do the acknowledgements and you listen for, okay, what level are we talking about? So now we're talking about conflict, to then bring that to a testing question so that you can energize the well-formed outcome. Is this conflict that you're talking about, is that what we need to be working on today? Yes. Okay, so then with regards to the conflict, what is it that you want to get out of this session? Well, I want the conflict to be resolved. Okay, what state would you be in then? Well, I would be in a state of, clarity, decision, peace, I don't know, but then you get a new desired state and you can start asking questions about that. So I would focus on acknowledgements, grounding it with clarity checks, listening for what level, and then energizing it with testing questions and bringing it back to the what question.
Okay.
So then for meta questions, I counted 4 meta questions. Why is this important to you? What is your belief about being bored? What is your intention here? And what does that mean to you that she isn't going to be her best self? So I think you could have asked a lot more meta questions once you've grounded it. So when you hear yourself say, on the one hand, you want her to, what you want her to get on with it, but on the other hand, you also want her to be happy. As you hear yourself say that, what do you now become aware of? And what awareness does that open up to you? So those are just 2 meta questions there. You could have asked the why question. Why is it important for you to strike this balance between encouraging her and putting pressure on her? Okay. So asking meta questions around the why question several times, and just more about the beliefs that she has in her present state, that have her put the pressure on more. Because right now she's putting more of the pressure on. On the one hand, she says that she feels that it doesn't feel okay, but on the other hand, she's still doing it. So what beliefs drive that behavior?
Okay.
So teasing all of that out creates the awareness for the Wyman to say, oh, that's, you know, then you can say, hey, you know, there's an incongruence here, or what I'm hearing is all or nothing thinking or either or thinking. There's like an external reference. So then you can start analyzing it. But you need to have more of those meta questions in order to be able to do that.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like in terms of, because we don't really have an outcome on, we won't discuss inducing states. You didn't get like enough of the clarity checks to reach level 2.5 under the skill of listening.
Okay.
So I think like for now, just to wrap up, the main feedback is to do your acknowledgements, ground the conversation with an example and ask clarity checks so that you know like what is my client specifically doing or seeing or hearing. That means encouragement, that means putting the pressure on, etc. Energizing that with testing questions and bringing it back to the what, as you hear the new levels of the topics, and asking more meta questions around the present state. How does that fit for you, Jacques?
Yeah, you're quite right. You're quite right, because what I appreciate is that understanding the importance of the acknowledgement, mm-hmm. and also the importance to ground things when with regard to the listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's see if any of the others have some questions or anything that they would like to add.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dennis or Hossa or Victoria? Any questions, anything that you would like to add?
Yes, I've got one question.
Yeah.
But maybe a big one.
Okay.
I think that over time I see it again and again, and I think you started out by pointing at that this clarity part, the what part, is so important for all of us. or many of us at least, and that it's difficult to really to get it right. Do you think it's just a matter of training? Should we read about it? Should we, is it getting more face-to-face with others and not doing it on the phone? Why do you think that we all, or maybe it's me generalizing, of course, but a lot of us has an issue with getting that clarity of the what right from the beginning?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I've had...
Comment vis-à-vis la télé, je n'entends pas bien.
Oh, okay. Hold on, I'm just going to mute for a moment. I actually had that conversation with Michael as well about a year ago. I asked him that. I said, like, what makes it that's so hard for people, and I don't have the answer to that yet, because if I do, then I can actually create some kind of like a practice or, yeah, I want to be able to speed up that process for people. But Michael is experiencing the same thing, and I don't think it has much to do with not having FaceTime. Or not being face to face, and we can. That's one thing that I wanted to say as a sidebar, that you can use videos. So for next time, if you want to use video, you can have the option to start the video as well. But for some reason, it's hard to listen for the levels, and I don't know why that is.
Do you remember when you cracked the code yourself?
No, not really.
Damn.
I think I need to spend more time on that, actually. It like I discussed it with Michael, and then that kind of faded away, but I think I need to spend some time on cracking that code, if you will, because there is something there that I believe that it can, yeah, it of course, training, but I also believe that there's a way of making that easier.
Yeah.
And maybe it really is just, like in the beginning of the conversation with Jacques, he went, okay, so clarity, what specifically does that mean? Oh, it means that I am unclear in my mind. Mm-hmm. And then instead of sticking with that, Chuck went to, what specifically do you mean with encouraging? Mm-hmm. So just to explain what happens in me is I like go unclear in my mind and I try to make a picture of that. In my mind, how do I do being unclear in my mind? Do I know that? No. So one of the ways that I know I need to ask more questions is that I'm still confused. I don't have clarity. So if I don't have clarity, I need to continue asking clarity checks. And so then unclear in my mind, or being clear in my mind. So tell me about not being clear. Give me an example of when this happens. That's like, you know, grounding, it always makes a big difference. But I want to be able to visualize it and to reproduce it step by step so that I can step into it and feel what my client is feeling. Mm. And I think that's what a lot of coaches don't do. They don't put connections, and they don't listen for, like, they don't go second position. That's what I'm thinking, but I need to spend more time on it. So I'm sorry, I could not give you an answer. Yes.
That's okay. Thank you, Femke.
Yes, you're welcome. Any other questions? Sorry. Okay, so if there's no more questions, then I'm gonna check in with Wyman. Wyman, now that you've heard the feedback, where yes. are you at?
Now that I've heard all the feedback, I realize it's the conflict that's causing the for me to be unclear.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing, when Jacques confronted me, he said, who is it important for? I really had to think about that in my mind. Who am I doing this for?
Right.
And that really made me think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I really liked the way that Jacques framed the coaching conversation. It made me feel safe.
Okay, very good. That's good to know. Yeah. So good framing.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so beautiful people, I'm going to wrap up because I hear my son in the background going ballistic. I am going to put the recording up online, and 2 weeks from now, we're going to be back on the call. Meantime, if you have any questions, always feel free to email me, and I look forward to hearing you on the call next time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.